Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to discuss the arrival of the COVID vaccine at the Minneapolis VA and talk to several members of the Commander's Task Force on our annual CTF Christmas show. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
As our days become shorter and colder, we know that the winter holiday season is upon us. 2020 is a year unlike any other, and one where it's easy to become overwhelmed by the stress of our daily lives. Please take the time to pause and reflect on all of the wonders of your life and the beauty the world has to share with us. It could be a smile on a child's face as they open a present. For those who have deployed overseas, a simple warm meal and a video chat with family back home. Take the time this holiday season to stop and appreciate those moments and share that joy with those who are around you. Whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Diwali, or one of the many other holidays observed by our diverse organization, know that you and your family have our warmest wishes. Thank you for everything you do, and happy holidays.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the open, this is our annual Commander's Task Force holiday show, and joining me now is the chair of the Commander's Task Force, Todd Kemery, who is also president of the Minnesota chapter of Paralyzed Veterans of America. Todd, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you very much. I appreciate your inviting me to be here.
All right, Todd, we have a special guest joining us, who is his name is Brad Dobrzynski, and he is the public affairs officer at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Brad, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me back, Tom. It's a pleasure.
Brad, you're having a busy week out there. Last Monday, the Minneapolis VA got an exciting Christmas present, and it's called the vaccine that was manufactured by Pfizer to fight off the COVID-19. Things been hopping out there this week?
Yeah, they sure have. You know, Monday we got the vaccine. The governor showed up when we got it, ended up getting 2,925 doses. Tuesday, we got our first healthcare worker vaccinated, had a press conference. The governor again was there. That nurse that was vaccinated, Tara Withy. And then Wednesday, we got our first veteran in long-term care vaccinated here at the Minneapolis VA. You know, and the bottom line is the first phase of vaccination nationally and here at the Minneapolis VA will protect healthcare workers and most vulnerable veterans residing here in our VA long-term healthcare facilities. You know, what this means for most veterans is that our healthcare facility will be better positioned to provide the ongoing care for our veterans during this pandemic.
So, Brad, this is starting out with the hospital personnel and the patients at the VA and some of our older veterans. But for the rest of us, I imagine this vaccine will become available over the course of the first quarter next year. Have you figured out how you're going to sort out who gets it first? And maybe a better question is, for me and my fellow Vietnam veterans that are suffering from Agent Orange, where are we in that list?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we do not really have that list. You know, we don't know when the vaccines will be available for the rest of the veterans, you know, because the national guidance on prioritization of those groups and other healthcare workers and residents of long-term facilities has not been finally, you know, finalized yet. They haven't been completed. So once we get more vaccine, that'll continue to move forward. Additionally, you know, we anticipate that the next phase of the vaccine will include veterans of higher risk for the for severe COVID-19. And based on factors such as their age and existing health care needs at the time, followed by all the rest of those veterans. The VA will be reaching out directly to veterans who meet prioritization criteria, inviting them to get vaccinated when that information becomes available.
So, Brad, I imagine your message is be careful, hang in there, and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Exactly. I'll tell you, you know, until this pandemic runs its course, everyone should still follow effective measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19. These measures, you know, they include masking in public places, social distancing, washing your hands frequently. And, you know, besides that, no measures really will work by themselves. We've got to do them all together. And granted, the vaccine is a great thing to have, but no vaccine is 100% protective. So we need to make sure that we follow all these requirements, get both vaccines, because it's comes in two shots. So you got to get the first one, and then they'll schedule that second one and get it in that time frame that you're supposed to, and then take care of yourself.
All right, Brad, and that means social distancing, wash your hands, wear your mask, and stay in those small bubbles until you can get that vaccine, and hopefully sometime in 2021 we can get back to some sense of normal.
That is true. That is very true. And, you know, the other thing, too, is those veterans that plan on getting their vaccine for COVID need to make sure that they have that flu vaccine first, so then that they can make sure that they're taking care of themselves with the flu and then COVID. And then lastly, for any additional information that veterans want to get, they can go to www.va.gov to look for more information on the COVID vaccine and anything that they need to worry about with their healthcare needs.
So for our listeners, va.gov, and take care of yourself, and Brad and the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center will get that vaccine to you as soon as we can. Brad, say hello to Director Kelly, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Tom. You have a great day.
Todd, good message from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. They've started work on that vaccine, and a lot of your members over at the Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Minnesota chapter, are probably waiting to hear when is their turn as well.
So as I understand it, the spinal cord injury and part of that are put on a higher priority. So Paralyzed Veterans of America has already started getting notices, flyers from the VA that to take a survey. And when you take that survey, your name goes on a quick list of that the VA will use to put down on their vaccine list. So we've been encouraging our members to go ahead and take that survey, so their name is already known to the COVID-19 team at the Veterans Administration.
Very good, Todd. We'll watch them practice that vaccine on you, and if the Marine can handle it, then the rest of us can get in line. Glad you volunteered to go first. We want to talk a little bit today, Todd. As I said, you're the chair of the Commander's Task Force, and there's a new development that just happened in the last couple of days. You've got a brand new website up and working.
Absolutely. It's fully comprehensive, and what a great job that they did with this. We're very appreciative that that the MDVA and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and those responsible for helping us get that content on our brand new website.
And so for all our listeners, if they want to see that, it's mnctf.org. And you've got information on all of the various veteran service organizations that are out there, American Legion, VFW, PVA, DAV, Vietnam veterans, and we're going to talk to a few more of those as we go today. But it's formatted for desktop or laptop viewing and automatically resizes for mobile viewing from your cell phone. So it's as up-to-date as it can be. And, Todd, I think there's a history section there that shows all the legislative things you've been working on year by year going into the past. That's pretty interesting.
That's a great resource, Tom, and big thanks to the people over at Snow Globe for being able to go all the way back with that, because it is good when we get to gear up for our legislative visits, especially this year in 2021. We'll need to be able to have a quick resource to go to and see how things were done in the past and what were some of the subject matters that we brought to the Hill back then.
And, Todd, in the next segment, we're going to talk to Tim Engstrom from the Minnesota's American Legion and focus on a few of those legislative ideas. We have to take a short break. We're speaking with the chair of the Commander's Task Force, Todd Kemmery, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This is our annual Commander's Task Force holiday show. And my co-host for today's show is Todd Kemmery, who is the chair of the Commander's Task Force this year and president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America, Minnesota chapter. And Todd, at the opening, we got a little busy there. We were getting that update on the vaccine at the VA Medical Center. Glad it's here and that we're started to maybe the beginning and end of that pandemic. But let's get back to the mission of the Commander's Task Force. And there's nine federally chartered veteran service organizations that are part of it. Can you run through those for us?
Absolutely, Tom. So part of that CTF Commander's Task Force committee, as you will, is the American Legion, Minnesota Department of American Veterans, AMVETS, the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, the PVA, Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Jewish War Veterans of the United States, Marine Corps League, the Department of Minnesota Veterans of Foreign Wars, and our friends over at the Vietnam Veterans of America.
Very good. And you get together on a monthly basis and talk about veterans issues and combine the memberships of all of those organizations together and go up to the Hill. Every spring we have a special day up there. It's Veterans Day on the Hill so that you can talk about legislative initiatives.
So, yeah, that's a busy day for us, but certainly leading up to that particular day, we spend a lot of time up there with our different representatives and making sure that they understand that when that day comes, that they're fully knowledge on what our mission is about and what legislative initiatives that we wish they would pay attention to.
But as we said in the first segment, you've got a new website, mnctf.org, and there's a special page there that shows the legislative initiatives for each year going back, I think, about 10 years. So if our listeners want to go look at that, they can see all the good work that the CTF's been working on for a long, long time. Todd, we got a special guest on this segment. It's Tim Engstrom, the Director of Communications for the Department of Minnesota American Legion. Tim, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. I'm glad to be here.
Tim, we want to talk about some legislative initiatives, but first, for all of us that are members of the American Legion, we get a newspaper called the Legionnaire, and you took that over from a guy that did it for about 20 years and kind of refreshed it, and I've got the November issue in front of me. You did a wonderful spread on federal premium ammunition in there, a 100-year-old company in Minnesota that's hiring veterans, and you're doing a wonderful job refreshing the Legionnaire and providing lots of good information. Congratulations.
Thank you. I enjoy it very much. I couldn't have a better job. I hope you enjoy the December issue when you get it.
I'm sure we will. As soon as it comes in the mail, I'll read it cover to cover like I do every month. Tim, we wanted to talk a little bit. You also, in the November issue, talked about the Restorative Justice Act that we've been working on for quite a while, and it just didn't make it through this year, did it?
We thought we were going to make it. We were so close. We got started after Memorial Day because the legislature was going to talk about criminal justice, and we knew this was right in that alley. And so they considered the bill, and in June it got shot down. But there was a good debate. And a vote was taken on the floor, and that gave us something to publish in the Legionnaire. And when people saw that their local legislator voted against a veterans bill, they called them. And then in July, our fortunes kind of turned for the better, and it passed the Senate, and then it passed again in August. And we were kind of in that blackout period, so we couldn't really get it over the hump till October. So in October, the Senate passed it on a voice vote. At that point, it's just unanimous. And at this point now, the House is willing to take it up because the blackout period was over. And it got struck down. In May 2019, the House passed it, so we thought, gosh, the House has passed it. The Senate has passed it. But they haven't been in session. October was our chance. We could finally get this thing over the hill and do right by veterans. Our kind of thinking is, Uncle Sam broke them. Uncle Sam needs to fix them. But unfortunately, it didn't get passed in October, and it hasn't passed in November or December either. This month, it was taken up, referred to Ways and Means, where it kind of got the amendment treatment, and then it didn't go any farther after that. That's by amendments.
We're speaking with Todd Kemmery and Tim Engstrom on Minnesota Military Radio. And Todd, 2020 has been the pandemic year, and seems like nothing's going quite well. that Restorative Justice Act. You've been working on it and working on it. It looked like just ready to pass, and then 2020 hit again, didn't it?
So, yeah, as Tim mentioned before, I think the part that's most maddening about it is that the Restorative Justice Act, the VRJA, has been part of every one of the special sessions, even to the special session number 7 that they just concluded earlier in the week. There it sat right there in front of everybody, both the House side and the Senate side, and they refused to carry it on. It got stalled in, as Tim mentioned, with the amendment part of everything. You attach amendment to it, then that delays everything. So we've been very disappointed in something that we felt that was, and we were reassured that was going to be passed. And we forego all the other initiatives that we wanted to for the 2020 season, and we focused on the VRJA. And it is quite disappointing, not to the point of giving up. We will be charging forward here in the 2021 legislative season, but that's it in a nutshell.
And Tim, the state legislature did pass a bonding bill, and tucked inside the bonding bill, we did get something done, and that was a bill that allows surviving spouses of disabled vets to do a one-time transfer to a smaller house. That was something else that was on your initiatives for this past year.
Yes, I made a PDF that has a list of the CTF initiatives. I made it all pretty looking so everybody could read it at a glance, and it got sent to a lot of places. And and I think that when they saw that the Veterans Restorative Justice Act was going to not pass and they were not going to live up to the promises they had made to us, Bob Detmer stepped in and he made sure he asked Paul Marquardt, and then we have bipartisan people working on stuff for us. And together they got the one-time transfer into the bonding bill. And we didn't walk away with nothing because of that. And we really appreciate it.
Well, that was a great piece of legislation that we've been working on for a couple of years. And, we've just got a couple of minutes left here, but I noticed that the Minnesota Military Museum was also granted some money in that bonding bill so that they can move off of Camp Ripley and build a new Minnesota Military Museum. That's also pretty important for our veterans, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the museum recently changed its name to include the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum at the request of Commissioner Herkey. So I think that's going to be good for them in attendance and funding long term. So smart.
Thank you, Tim. And Todd, I want to come back to you. I'm sure that you and the other members of the Commander's Task Force are working on the legislative initiatives for 2021.
We are. We haven't taken a break since March. So we're just continuing to keep pushing forward, and we expect great things in the 2021 legislative session. We've done a lot with our memberships and also non-memberships out there. So we're going to continue the fight as we did during the summer.
Todd, you must not have read the small print. It says on the CTF, there's no breaks for the Marines. You've got to keep them working and keep them off the streets. So, Tim, I'd like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope you have a great Christmas, and I hope all of our American Legion members do as well. Thanks for joining us.
Airborne.
There you go. And Todd, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Jewish War Veterans and the Marine Corps League. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we are recording our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show, and my co-host is Todd Kemery, who is the chair of the Commander's Task Force and also the president of the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. And Todd, that was a pretty good discussion with Tim from the American Legion. You two guys worked together pretty close on some of those legislative initiatives, and you got to be getting ready for the next session, even though we keep having all these special sessions. The regular session is just around the corner, isn't it?
It is. As soon as January starts, that's what we're going to be doing, is knocking on doors and spreading the word. So it's been a busy 2020 as far as trying to get our initiatives recognized, but it's going to be even busier, and we hope to accomplish much more coming up in the coming season. Thank you, Tom.
And we want to invite all of our listeners to check out your new website, mnctf.org. And if you're interested in those veterans initiatives, there's years of them on that website. You can go back and look at the things we've worked on in the past. And when you get ready with this year's brochure, we'll make sure we get that on that website as well, Todd. And looking forward to that. But, you know, our regular listeners know that I always have to take a few shots at you because you're a Marine and the chair of the Commander's Task Force. But we've got a special guest coming on to join us from the Marine Corps League, and that's the Commandant, Doug Anderson. Doug, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
Well, I think Todd's glad you're here, too. He's got reinforcements. Now there's two Marines, and, of course, we've got some Army guys in the waiting. So you guys behave now, and I think Todd's got his red crayon. He's taking notes, so we're ready to go.
That's a cherry crayon.
What was that, Todd?
That's cherry. That's not red.
Oh, that's cherry. All right, you guys. Doug, Commandant, Marine Corps League. Tell me about the Marine Corps League. How are your members doing, and what are they doing for Christmas this year?
Well, they're heavily involved with the Toys for Tots program. All their attachments are, pretty much all of them except for a few, have been working on gathering toys. We just had a request today through one of our members to help out the warehouse in St. Paul on Friday. We've got a lot of toys over there. It's a little bit more difficult this year as far as getting volunteers in because of the pandemic, but we are working through that as we speak.
And, Doug, I understand that you're looking for some new members and detachments to form in the northern and eastern Minnesota and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. You're looking for some Marines, a few good men?
Yeah, I'm looking for a few good women, too.
There you go.
We encourage women veterans to join our group. We're kind of lacking a little bit on that, but the eastern part of the state and northern, very northern part of the state, we've had a lack of, well, we have no members up there in Duluth area, and I know there's a lot of Marines up there, but I have not been able to make contact with them. You know, we have once in a while we get a contact from somebody, and they just say, hey, you got any more Marines there? And they'll say, yeah, I got a few more. Well, how many do you have? And then you don't hear any back from them. So Duluth, Superior area, up in that area, and I'd really like to get an attachment going up there, even if farther north if I can. The eastern suburbs, I lost a detachment in St. Paul. They are no longer meeting. We haven't heard from them in 5 years, so I've pretty much given up on them. But I know there's some Marines that are out in the Stillwater area and St. Croix, or Marine on the St. Croix, that area. You know, we would be more than happy to start working with them to form a detachment on the eastern side of the state. Everything else that we have out of Brainerd and out of Park Rapids and Alexandria, they're doing great. The newest one we had was Buffalo Ridge, and that was a couple of years ago now, and they're doing fantastic down there. They've started their own Toys for Tots program and their own Young Marines program, and they are really going all out right now. So it's good to see that. But like I said, I need some more people.
We're speaking with Doug Anderson and Todd Kemmery on the annual CTF Christmas show on Minnesota Military Radio. And Todd, I want to come back to you. PVA has their offices out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And we've been talking to Director Kelly out there. Doug brought up the fact that there's a lot more women veterans these days. And we're about to start construction on a new women's clinic right there at the Minneapolis VA. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's long overdue, and it's great to see that the Minneapolis VA is jumping on board and being part of the cutting edge. But you're absolutely right, Tom. We have more women veterans starting to come forward and serve in our military services. So what a wonderful thing to be able to have a women's clinic right there in Minneapolis. So it is exciting.
Doug, that'll give your women Marine veterans an opportunity to have a separate clinic out at the Minneapolis VA hospital where they can feel a little more comfortable and get out there with the rest of our women veterans and get some good care right here at the Minneapolis VA.
Yep, and it's a long overdue thing, in my opinion. We need to start taking care of those women veterans because they are a big part of the military. And we just want to keep on encouraging them to come out and help out and, you know, keep fighting.
And I'm sure you'd welcome all of those veteran Marine ladies to join the Marine Corps League as soon as possible.
Oh, yes, I would. They can be kind of meaner than the men sometimes. So it's good to have a balance, you know, once in a while with the women in there because it's kind of like having your second wife in the league and, They bring up different conversations than me sometimes.
Well, they'll keep your red cherry crayons sharpened for you. That'll be good.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Doug, I understand that the Marine Corps League has something called a fire team, Marine Corps League fire team, and you wanted to talk about membership in that.
Yeah, so going back to trying to get the Marines in different areas, a fire team concept in the Marine Corps as a four-man team or a four-person team. And what we've done, it's been in place for a couple of years, is if somebody wants to join the league, and let's say they only have four people that they know of, we can actually form a fire team with them and have them part of the league reporting to an attachment. So that's why I wanted to encourage those people that, you know, if you've got about at least four people, that's all we need, that we can actually start working with you and get you attached to a detachment and then work with you to gain more people and eventually, hopefully, we'll get enough, you'll get 20 people to join and you'll have your own detachment to form. So that's why I really want to encourage people to get out there. You know, even if you're out in the boonies and you got four Marines, heck, we'll take them. We'll work with you.
And Doug, we just got a few more days left, but you're still collecting toys for tots. So we want everybody in Minnesota to find your closest Marine and get those toys in right away, correct?
Yes, get those toys in. This is one of those years where they're really needed by a lot of families. And you know, the Marine Reserves do an excellent job with this program. And we want to help them as much as possible, as safely as possible.
Very good, Commandant. Thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio. And Todd, I want to come back to you. It's got to help you as chair of the Commander's Task Force to see the Commandant come walking into those meetings, and you've got an ally right there, right?
Absolutely. I think that we're used to being surrounded by strangers from other organizations, and they're not too friendly at times. So anytime that you get two in the room, we know we can handle ourselves, so... It's always a welcome addition to see Doug come in and be part of our meetings.
All right. Good thing we're at the end of the segment before you say any more and get yourself in trouble. Todd, when we come back, we're going to talk to the national commander of the DAV, and we're going to talk a little bit more about legislative issues. This is the annual CTF Christmas show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're having our annual CTF Christmas show, and my co-host is Todd Kemry, who is the chair of the Commander's Task Force here in Minnesota and the president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America Minnesota chapter. And Todd, we've had some pretty good discussions today with the American Legion and the Marine Corps League, and we've got a special guest coming up, but before I introduce him, I want to ask you about 2020 has been a crazy year with the pandemic. Everything's been delayed and changed. But are you looking forward to your outdoor activities picking up again in 2021 next year?
So Tom, and thank you for having me on board. So PVA is looking for the ability to be able to get together and do things. Right now we've been fighting isolation and and trying to keep our membership engaged, but we're going to go ahead and make some plans for our outdoor activities. So that's what's on our agenda for 2021.
So you got a winter sports clinic coming up in Snowmass, and of course we want to see that chapter picnic and your fishing event up in Ely next year. Hope you can get all your members outside and get some fresh air and get after things again, Todd.
Absolutely. We're taking applications for the ski clinic, and we also are taking applications for the wheelchair veterans games that'll be happening in August. So we're forging ahead.
Very good, Mr. Chair. We have a special guest joining us today, and his organization's part of the Minnesota Commander's Task Force, the DAV of Minnesota. And of course, we are honored that one of our own right here from Minnesota is the national commander of the DAV. Joining us now is Butch Whitehead. Commander Whitehead, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, thanks, Tom, and thanks for having me on the call today.
Commander, when you're back here in Minnesota and not out doing national commander things, DAV is an important member of the Commander's Task Force and a key member when we do things like having Veterans Day on the Hill each year.
We are, and you know, to be part of the CTF is a great honor for the DAV because it really brings our voices to be even that much stronger here in Minnesota when to address the legislative issues to help veterans, and when we can be part of the CTF and all of the other organizations, it's just that much stronger.
And Commander, the DAV was, I think, a key member in the last few years, putting together some buses and bringing in veterans from all over the state. For our Veterans Day on the Hill and going up to the Hill, talking to our elected officials and talking about the legislative priorities that all of the veteran service organizations put together as members of the CTF.
Yeah, and it's so important to get the voices from outer state of Minnesota down here to be part of that so they too can, you know, get in front of their elected officials while we're doing the Commander's Task Force Veterans Day in the Hill. So being part of that and being able to put those buses together is such a great honor for the DAV to do that because we have veterans all across Minnesota. I mean, we got to make sure they all have a chance to come down.
Todd, as chair of the Commander's Task Force, it's got to be helpful for you to have people like Tim from the American Legion on there to help with those legislative issues and then the whole team over at DAV of Minnesota to help get these things organized and help get our veterans' voices heard.
Absolutely. I don't think there's enough praise that goes towards that the DAV needs to get. So big kudos on that. It's a big, impressive showing when you have so many veterans that are in the rotunda and the news cameras are out there. And, you know, it's a massive undertaking. And the people that show up, it's a large group of veterans and veterans' families and people who support veterans. So without the transportation to help all that, we could have a whole different scenario. So a big thank you to DAV for the transportation.
Todd, it's as a fellow veteran, it's heartwarming to see all those veteran service organizations working so closely together to help take care of our veterans and to help take care of whatever issues come up year after year. So please, on behalf of Minnesota Military Radio, thank all of your commanders at the next meeting for all the great work they do. And Commander Whitehead, I want you to put on your national DAV commander hat now. This was an election year, and we're going to have a new administration. We're going to have a new Congress. We're going to have a new VA secretary. And I think they just passed a bill. Can you give us some insight on how that's going to affect things this winter?
Well, you know, Tom, you're right. I mean, it was a very important year and a lot of changes coming. But I'll tell you, the DAV, we haven't slowed down in making sure that we're advocating for veterans and getting things done. And this current administration, while they're in the transition to Congress and all that, just today, late last night into this morning, they actually were able to pass a veterans omnibus bill that we're extremely happy with because it addresses a lot of veterans issues. It's actually HR 7105, and it's called Johnny Isaacson and David Rowe, Veterans Healthcare and Benefits Improvement Act. And that really addresses several different issues, but some of the topics I want to highlight is addressing women veterans and making sure that the VA is able to continue to transform their facilities to address the women veterans issues. It gets after the suicide for veterans and how that's really becoming a big issue, and we got to make sure we get after that. But also another one is eliminates that 12-year delimiting data for disabled veterans discharge, you know, and then also it changes the year how a widow can get married a little earlier as well if their veteran does pass. So a lot of great things in there. I mean, I could take the whole show up, Tom, talking about that, but I know we're also got other things to talk about as well. So,
thank you, Commander. We're talking to Butch Whitehead and Todd Kemry on our annual CTF Christmas show on Minnesota Military Radio. And, Commander, I want to come back at you as National Commander one more time. We'll have a new president taking over on January 20th, and we'll have a new VA secretary. Any idea how they're going to react to veterans' issues in the next few years?
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be a learning curve. Obviously, the VA secretary coming in is not a veteran, but I'll tell you, just yesterday he met with several of the VSOs, and really we had a great, great dialogue with this incoming new secretary, and we look forward to having more of them. So I think the President-elect Biden, he sees and he's hearing the issues out there of veterans, and I think by the person he selected and how the new VA secretary came forward and said, hey, let's sit down and start talking about it. I think we have opportunity to continue our efforts and making sure things are getting done.
Commander, it seems like when you get a new administration in, they get after things, and then things kind of bog down a little bit, and maybe people get into some arguments and stuff, but it feels like a new opportunity, a fresh opportunity to push some of the major issues that we need to resolve on behalf of our veterans coming up next year.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a fresh start. You know, it's a whole new administration, a new VA secretary, and we're going to try to take advantage of that and really keep the freshness and get the excitement going again to get after some of these issues that we've been fighting for too long and continuing to make progress like we should be.
And, Commander, we're going to look forward to talking to you again on Minnesota Military Radio about mid-February, second week in February, where you're going to bring on some of your wonderful full-time staff from the DAV headquarters out in Washington, D.C., and we can get a little more in-depth into some of those legislative initiatives. I'm looking forward to that and getting enlightened on the things that you're working on going into next year out in Washington, D.C. Well, I want to come back home for a minute. How are things going at DAV Minnesota for the holidays, and how's your membership doing?
You know, we're doing okay. You know, as Todd said earlier, it's a new year for us because of having to do things virtually and not being able to get together in person. But I'll tell you, our membership and our chapters are still doing a lot of great things out there. You know, here at the department level, we're just wrapping up our partnership with KSTP and Stuff the Sleigh for event where we were delivering a bunch of toys for kids and stuff like that with KSTP, and that went over really well. We're so proud to be part of that. And then our chapters across the state are continuing to help veterans in their area by giving, you know, gifts and stuff like that to help these veterans have a good Christmas. So while we can't meet in person, I'll tell you, the DAV, we're still being very active in our communities and helping as many veterans as we possibly can.
Commander, I hope you have a great Christmas, and I'm looking forward to a better year in 2021, try to get back to some kind of normal and get some things done.
I agree, Tom, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. While 2020 wasn't a great year, we got to be thankful for what we have, and we're still here today, and I always look forward to another day.
Commander, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Todd, I want to come back to you. We've got just a couple of minutes left. You are the chair of the Commander's Task Force and president of the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. You got any closing thoughts for us on what's coming up and in the holidays this year?
So, locally our chapter has been involved with a holiday parades for Thanksgiving, and then this Saturday, our membership is going to be getting together for another holiday parade, which encompasses the Veterans Home here in Minneapolis. And part of the parade route begins and ends over at the VA main campus in Minneapolis. So That's just a little bit of holiday cheer that we can kind of, you know, because of COVID, that's allowable to do that. One of the few things that can be allowed. And we also are helping out with the Hastings, some cards from local school children to give some holiday cards to the veterans over at the Hastings Veterans Home. So the key projects for Minnesota PVA during this time of year is to keep people from being totally isolated with phone calls and the best that we can do to encourage our members to get off the couch, stay engaged, and at least call each other.
Todd, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'm glad to hear that the Minneapolis VA got the an early Christmas present and those vaccines. And stay well, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you, Tom.
That was my co-host today, Todd Kemmery from the Commander's Task Force. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Brad Dobrzynski, Public Affairs Officer for the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center, and all of the commanders from the Commander's Task Force that have joined us today. And of course, that includes Commander Stephen Whitehead from the National DAV and my co-host Todd Kemmery, the CTF Chair. And we'd like to also thank Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we check in with our Minnesota National Guard Chaplains Corps for our annual Chaplains Christmas Show that's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.